Hey, would you look at that? It's episode 8 of Quintessential. Hey, everybody. We are back. Gosh dang it. It is one of my favorite things to do ever in the whole world, and I'm happy to be here once again, filming and recording here in the studio. I had to go and get my Monster and get my sweet tarts and the water. It's just what I do. And I wanted to talk about that first things first because, first off, surprising amount of people told me that there's other types of Monsters I didn't know of. So here I am, Monster of the Day review. I'm drinking the juice again. This one's, I don't even know what it's called, but it's really good and it has butterfly on it. So I'm feeling pretty cute today with this Monster in my hand, I have to tell you. But I want to talk about how I think it's completely normal that, I mean, obviously I think it's normal. I just like do the fact that I go and buy these treats every time and I have to do that. I don't know why. I realize there's a lot of things in my life that I do very specifically and I have to do it that same way every time. I didn't think that was weird until I talked about it on the podcast and people told me that it was weird. But I was thinking of examples because I figured that'd be interesting. So if anyone agrees with me, it's very important that you tell me so I don't sign myself in to a crazy asylum because I'm starting to feel that way. I just don't really understand why people don't do things the same way every time. And let me explain. For example, today I took my wife's car to the car wash. I take it every week if I can. And I like to bring one of my daughters, hopefully both of them if they want to, but one of my daughters and I go and get coffee and I get her either a hot chocolate from the coffee place or cake pop from the coffee place. And then we go to the car wash and that's the thing. That's how we do it. And it's my favorite thing to do because we do it every Saturday or Sunday. And it's just like, if I miss it, it feels weird and I have to be able to do it consistently. I don't really know. And speaking of the car wash, there's this car wash by my house I really like a lot for a few reasons. First off, it has a membership thing. It's one of those car washes that you drive up and you stay in the car and your like tire hooks onto the thing, you know, it pulls you through. It has a membership, so I have go unlimited for a certain amount of month and it's the best. But also they have these little wet towels to use and that's the secret, man. You wipe down your seats with the towels, you wipe down the rims. Bro, if you saw my car, you'd be like, oh, cool, you just drove this off the lot, huh? It's brand new. No. But I make it look, the shit looks brand new. Every day, bro, I'm scrubbing. I swear, I have tennis elbow from scrubbing the rims with those wet towels. And here's my problem with this car wash. I just told you it was great. What's the deal with, you know, when you turn the corner and you're going to go into the car wash tunnel or whatever, there's always a guy there guiding you, guiding your tire to go hook onto the thing. It's fine, but every single time, they act all like they're supposed to tell you, oh, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, you know, but they just tell you to go straight every time and they act all annoyed about it. But how come every time when I get there, it like isn't lined up, obviously, and my car feels like it's breaking the transmission. It's like clunking around and go, 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 go. Like, why did you not act? And they act annoyed at me that I'm going slow because I can tell I'm not lined up, but they just are like, okay, hurry, hurry. I mean, I get paid like probably 69 cents an hour, so that's probably why they don't care at all. But I don't know. So I don't know. It's really satisfying for me to just do the same thing. And I was thinking about all these things and something that used to make me so, well, I'll just say this too. I'll just name some things I do the same. When I go to the gym, I do like the same stuff and I have my routines that I do. And of course I switch them off, but for the most part, it's like pretty routine. And recently I started jumping rope again before every workout. I used to do that for a long time, got back into it. But like I go to the gym, I park in pretty much the same parking spot if it's open. And I go and I do my same stretches and the jump rope thing in the same spot every day. And I do my different workouts. But the parking spot thing, when I worked at, I guess every job I've worked at that had an office, but when I worked at that engineering company, I used to get so mad at this because it's the same group of people there every day. There's no customers or anything. So it's not like there's different cars in there. But you pull into the parking lot and you park in your parking spot. And I've just picked one that I liked and that's the one I parked in every day. And I used to get so mad because people would steal it. And like, Am I the only one who doesn't understand why you wouldn't just, if everyone parks in their parking space every day, then you will always have a parking space. Is that crazy of me to think that? The fact that some guy parks in mine, that obviously means I have to park in somebody else's, and then it just messes up the whole thing, and the whole day's ruined, and I can't even focus on my work. I pretty much go home early that day because I'm exhausted from thinking about how dumb it is that I have to park in the wrong spot, even if that, even if the spot I park in as a result of mine being taken is closer to the building, like, it's a worse spot because it's not my spot. It just pisses me off. I don't really get it. And I don't know. I didn't think that this stuff was weird, and I still don't. I stand by it. I really do. Like, it just makes more sense to be consistent and do the same thing. But we went to the cabin last week, like I said, and when I got home, because we were gone in the middle of the week, so I wasn't able to take the black barrels out to the street, and so our neighbor did for us, and I got home, and it bugged me so, and, like, that's a nice thing. He took the barrels out, and he brought them back, right? But he didn't put them back in the right spot, and it annoyed me so bad, dude. Like, okay, the black barrels, there's two. They go on the right side, and the blue barrels go on the left side, and they just do. And so why would you put the black barrels back on the other side of the blue barrels? Why would you do that? And, like, it's fine, and it's, he didn't do anything wrong, but I don't understand why you wouldn't want to just have it be exactly the way it was and stay that way. I don't know. When I sit down and watch TV, bro, I sit in the same spot. You know I do. And most of the time, when I sit down in my chair, I'll have to post a picture of this. We have a couch, and it has a little, what's it called? A chase. Like, you put your feet out on one. It's like an L couch, and so your feet go out. And that's my spot, dude. And our pantry thing is right next to the couch. Our house is so small that we had to buy this cabinet thing. I don't really even know what it is. Do you know what I'm talking about, Adam? Have you been to my house? And we didn't have enough storage space in our house, so my wife bought this cabinet, like, it's like a wardrobe thing. I freaking have no idea now that I'm thinking about it, but it's a pantry, and it's nice, and one of the drawers, like, opens out and folds out like a table, and so I put my drinks and stuff on it while I'm watching TV. It's so nice. But that's what I do, and if Allie's in my spot, I can't enjoy the show. I have to be like, get out of my spot. You know what I mean? Get in, like, why doesn't she want to be in her own spot? She's not doing anything wrong. But I don't know. It's funny because that kind of behavior is so normal to me, and it has to come from my parents, but I can't really think of any examples of stuff they do. And it's not like it's real OCD. I guess it is. I know that people that really have OCD, like, freak out and have to, like, turn the lights off, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, you know what I mean? And they do a certain amount of steps. Like, that's not me at all. Although I have to say, that shit's satisfying though, huh? Like, the 1, 2, 3 lights and the doing the steps, and that's satisfying, dude. I get that. So maybe I do have OCD, but it's funny to watch my daughter. She's 3, 3 and a half. And I'm seeing that she has the same problem as I do, which sucks that I gave that to her. But she wants things to be done a certain way, and she, like, that's the order, that's what we do. You know, almost every day, my wife makes a smoothie, you know, protein smoothie with bananas and whatever, you know, protein smoothie every day, every morning, and we all drink it, and she puts, like, spinach in it and stuff. It's really good. They're really good. So there's been a few times that I had taken a sick day from work or whatever, and I was the one that was there in the morning, and I was the one that made the smoothie. And it was funny but sad to see my daughter, like, freak out because I like, put the honey in at the wrong like, not in the right order, and she's, like, freaking out. I don't know what the problem is because I didn't know how the order's supposed to be. Yeah, that stuff's funny though, man. I have a hard time understanding people because I just don't get, like, why you would do something wrong. You know what I mean? I don't really get it, and it's hard to explain, but, like, there's a way to do things and just do it that way. Oh, dude, now that I'm thinking about this, one of the things that really annoys me so bad, and I don't see this often because, like, I live with my wife, and there's not really ever times that this happens, but for example, if you have someone over for dinner and like they're helping you clean up because, you know, you hosted and they're helping you clean up and they're washing the dishes off. And then if they try to load the dishwasher up, I say no, because I'm like, no, come on, I'll do it. But really it's because they'll do it wrong. You know what I mean? There's a certain way to load up the dishwasher and just do it the right way or don't do it at all. Because I don't understand why people don't know how to load the dishwasher up, bro. And it's not even just like my dishwasher. People just don't know how to do it. What are you doing? Putting like the huge crock pot thing in the do not put that in the dishwasher. It's taking up too much space. Then you have to hand wash everything else. That's such a dumb thing for people to do. But even beyond that, I am so OCD about the dishwasher. And I'm just going to break it down for everybody. You can use my techniques if you want. Okay. I want to see who disagrees with me on this stuff because it's actually a huge divide in our nation. We do live in a divided nation. And it's not over the things you'd think about. It's over the dumb things like which way the toilet paper is supposed to go and how to load the dishwasher. So we're going to get into both of those, but the dishwasher first. You have to put the plates. Okay, there's a few things and I'm just going to get into it. And if you don't like me, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you're wrong. And this is how it's going to go, okay? Plates go on the bottom. They just do. That's not a big deal. A lot of people do that, okay? The silverware does not go with the pointy side down. Does that make sense? If you put a fork in the dishwasher, don't you dare put the fork side down. Am I explaining that the right way? I hope I am. The side has to be up so you can see if it's a fork or a spoon or a knife or whatever. You have to put it that way so you can see. It's easy to grab them all when you're unloading it because you just like grab it all under the head of the thing. I don't even know what that's called. Under the part of it that's the utensil. But also, when you put a fork in with the prongs down, then it sometimes gets stuck in there. And that's really annoying, and I hate that a lot. But another thing that's even worse, I know this is very specific of me. Why do people mix things in the utensil side of the dishwasher? They shouldn't mix them. There has to be, okay, let's say there's six squares. You have to put the knives in one. You have to put the utensils in the other one, or a few of them. And we have kids, so we have to put like baby and little kid forks and spoons and stuff. You have to put those in their own separate one. I can't handle the mixing and intermingling of all these things. The segregation of the utensils has to be alive and well to make sure that the unloading process is easier. So that's another thing. But then what was I even starting to say, dude, about the dishwasher? Oh, I don't know, like just do it right, you know? You have to be able to put the bowls in a row and then you put the cups in another row. You have to put like things in the right spot or else it's just messy. And sometimes the dishwasher door doesn't close. And then there's disgusting people that don't wash their dishes off at all before they put them in the dishwasher. And they're like my mother-in-law, I love her, but she's like, just the dishwasher will clean it. Like it's gonna clean it, it's a nice dishwasher, like just leave. It's like, bro, you're gonna put like lasagna thing just in there without even wiping it off, dude. I don't know how people do that. And obviously it works, their dishwasher's nicer than mine, but I don't know. People just do things wrong and it starts to piss me off. And so I brought up the toilet paper thing and I'm gonna stand by this, okay? No one agrees with me at all with the toilet paper dispute or debate. The toilet paper has to go under. It does. Adam, listen, you guys wouldn't understand the face Adam just made at me. I think we're friends. He looked at me like he was going to slice my throat or something. The toilet paper has to go under. It just does. And I'm going to tell you why. I think I'm in a different situation than most, only because I'm left-handed and I wipe left-handed. And I also had so many, I think this is where the problem comes in. And I didn't realize this until I just thought about it. I've had so many injuries in my life where I had one arm in a sling or like a cast past my elbow or whatever, to where I had to wipe. I don't know how many people do this or don't, but I grab the toilet paper with one hand and then rip it off with that same hand. Do you know what I'm saying? Instead of like reaching over and using one hand to hold it while the other hand rips the toilet paper off. Apparently that's abnormal. Most people just use both hands. I don't know. But if you're using the toilet paper that goes under, you hold on to the pieces you want and you push your hand against the roll to hold it still, and then you can rip them off. So that's why I do it under. And people, like, if you put toilet paper under in someone's house, they probably are not going to invite you back. They get so upset about it. That's like going into, dude, putting the toilet paper under in someone's house is basically like you're sitting around eating dinner and then you say like, I don't know, man. I think the age of consent should be a little younger than 18. That's the same, dude. People look at you the exact same way and then as if you're a predator or someone that can't be trusted. And I just wholeheartedly disagree. I think that's unfair. But I don't know. That's a big one. It's so funny to think about things that people do their whole lives and then they just think it's normal. Like a big one that I was thinking about, of course, I'm just talking about the bathroom. That's what I do and it's fine. But one I was thinking about recently and I did a poll on Instagram. Maybe it was before I even launched the podcast. I don't remember, but bathroom stuff is hilarious. And it's funny mostly because no, you just don't talk about it because it's your own little thing and you never see somebody else's. What I'm saying is if you wipe, if you're going number two and you have to wipe and like, let's say you're a guy, I don't know if it's different. What do I freaking know? But if you're wiping, do you wipe from the back or from the front? And I'm not saying like, which way is the wiping action? I mean, where do you put your arm? The front or the back? And it's so funny because people are just like, oh, duh, you have to do it this way. But like, no, that's freaking wrong, bro. I don't know. But I just do things a certain way and it is calming to me. Like another thing that's kind of weird, this is actually really weird now that I'm thinking about it. Let me see if I can explain it. When my wife and I decided, when we got married, when we decided which side of the bed we wanted, like if you're looking at the bed, I sleep on the left. And that's just what we decided from the beginning. So now that's what I do. But now, because I have weird OCD, I have the left side of everything just to make it like match. So in the closet, like we have a big shared closet or whatever, my side is on the left. And then like the towels, like in our bathroom for the shower, the two hangers, mine's the one on the left. I actually haven't thought about this and now I'm starting to feel weird just talking about this stuff, realizing that maybe something's going on. Looks like I'm checking myself into that asylum, boys. I think a white straight jacket would look really good on me. I have to be honest. I think I have the complexion for it. I wonder if they make any other colors than a white straight jacket. Do you know how funny that would be if they had like a fashion show? Dude. If they had a fashion show to show off like Gucci straight jackets and it's just like people, the models walking down the thing and they have like they have a muzzle on too, like Silence of the Lambs or something. That'd be pretty cool. I bet I could be a model for a straight jacket company. Bro, I'm just going to start a straight jacket company and have it just have like what would people want? Do you think people would want a Gucci or like a Louis Vuitton straight jacket? Either way, you can't have Supreme. They're all sold out. I already know that before I even check in. I don't know. That's what this is for. I've come to the realization that obviously I realize people are listening to this, which is so cool. But I'm just sitting here in the room. And so if I'm being honest, my way or the highway, baby. No one else is in here to disagree with me. I mean, Adam's in here and sometimes he gives me dirty looks when he disagrees with me. Just like the toilet paper. Oh, dude, he's nodding his head. He's so proud. Over there. But anyway, speaking of people listening, I had a really cool experience. I mean, I don't remember when it was, last week, I guess, with Spotify Wrapped. It's funny because I don't really know when. Well, I mean, Spotify Wrapped happened and I got to see from I don't know if it's the artist or podcast point of view, but I got to see the listeners and I got to see that stuff, that data from my side, which is pretty cool. And I don't know when the data stops getting collected because it only said I had like 5 episodes for the year, but obviously I've had more. But it was really cool. I feel really thankful to have been able to do this. And I was able to see that I think 45 or 50 people I was their number one podcast, which is cool, more than I expected. And it's only been like a month and a half, which is really weird. But that was really cool. This time of year is always fun. It's weird to think about what's happened during the year. It's cool to see stuff like your Spotify Wrapped or whatever the thing is, you know, you're looking at your accomplishments throughout the whole year. You had set out plans at the beginning, and then now we're getting to Christmas time and then New Year's, and everyone's going to set resolutions. And I'm excited personally for the podcast to be able to like have an idea of what I want to accomplish and then see how it goes throughout the year. I'm excited about that. But Christmas time is coming, and it's the beginning of December right now. And I have to say it's good and bad. There's a few good things. Well, first off, Christmas is probably my favorite holiday. It has to be everybody's. You hang out with the family, get gifts, dude. Who doesn't want to get gifts? More importantly, who doesn't want to give gifts? Isn't that funny? When you're a kid, you just want gifts. Like when I was little, I would go and count the presents under the tree, which were for me. I'd like count all of them for my whole family. And get all excited about it. And I can't, now as an adult, I can't even think of something that I like want. My wife has to kind of force it out of me to get ideas for gifts. But it's, I don't know. Christmas time is cool. I like it. I like the decorations. I like the seasonal foods and coffees and stuff like that that comes out around Christmas time. But you know me, and this is a safe space. I have complaints, baby. I have complaints about Christmas time, and I have complaints about the whole thing, so I'm just going to get right into it, okay? There's a few no-nos that come with Christmas time that I really want to discuss with everybody, okay? A big thing. I'm a young parent. I have kids. I associate with a lot of other people that have kids, and I'm imagining that a lot of people that listen to this are my same age and maybe have kids, so don't get mad at me. Elf on a Shelf is the dumbest shit in the entire earth. It's just the stupidest thing. Dude, I think it's so dumb, and I'm not interested in it one little bit, and I think it's stupid, and it's fine. If you want to do it, that's fine, but I'm not going to do it because I'm just not going to. You know what I mean? I think it's stupid. There's a lot of little traditions that people... Okay, Christmas and holiday traditions are fun, and they're cute, and if you have kids, you can do some cute stuff, and that's fine, dude. But there's a lot of things, and I think Elf on the Shelf is the top of, like, it feels like the parents want too badly to have a thing to do, that they're, it's like them, it seems like the kids don't care, and maybe they do, what do I know? But I think that's freaking annoying, and I, like, have no interest in that at all. It's too much work, and I don't know, it's just stupid. I hate the dumb thing's little face when I see it. They use the same elf, and that's annoying, but whatever. And another thing, too, is decorating for Christmas is fun. I think the Christmas lights are pretty on people's houses. It's always fun around that time of year. But something that really annoys me is when people have too many Christmas lights. You know what I mean? Like, people go all out for Christmas, and I just think it's kind of annoying. Sometimes it looks really good, I'll be honest. But a lot of times it's like, dude, oh, we get it, you know? And it's just like, there's no way you're in your bedroom. Like, you can't sleep because the lights are blaring through your window. I know that, you know? I don't know. I'm not trying to be a grump. I guess that's just kind of how I am. But there's just a lot of things, and there's too many people that try too hard, and it just gets really annoying. But the worst thing by far, and everyone knows this, is Christmas shopping. It's really fun to buy gifts for your family, but a lot of times you can just order everything online, which is ideal. For me personally, I just barely went Christmas shopping to try and get a lot of stuff out of the way. And because of what I was getting, I'm not going to say because my wife listens, because of what I was getting, I had to go in person and get a few things. And I just got a few things while I was, I had to go to the mall because it's easy. And so I had to get a bunch of stuff while I was there. And there's a ton of people, and a lot of things are sold out, and it's super annoying. And it's just stressful, you know. You want to get the right thing, and you want to have it in time. And sometimes if you order something online, it takes forever, and it's going to be after Christmas. It's just dumb. So I went in person. I'm at the mall. There's too many people, dude. I mean, ugh, I can't stand people. And the mall is the worst. I'm a grown man, dude. I'm a grown man. I have a big beard. I have a hot wife, okay? I'm living the dream. I got two perfect kids. Why am I scared of the groups of high school girls, dude? They're making fun of me when they walk by. You know, it just gets in my head. I'm like, well, what? You know, do I have toilet paper stuck to the bottom of my shoe, or what's going on? What are they laughing at? And it's always, And like when I was a kid, by the way, I never went to the mall. My parents never dropped me off at the mall like they do in TV shows. Maybe one time. And I remember thinking while I was there, oh, this is not cool at all. I mean, what? I'm just going to go get Cinnabon and like what, dude? Walk past Hot Topic and look at the emos in there? That's not very fun. But dude, so I went to the mall and I was walking around. I was trying to hurry around and I forgot about this. I was trying to hurry because I was trying to get home before my wife needed to leave. Or I don't remember. And I went to one store and they didn't have the thing. So I rushed to the other and I'm kind of running around and I have my phone out. I was on the phone with somebody and I was like walking really fast. And I walked past one of the kiosks, which everyone knows if you go to a mall, the kiosk people are super annoying and you have to just like not say anything to them. Don't even look their direction. But I try to be nice. So I say like, I'm so sorry. I'm in a rush. So I was walking and I was obviously hurrying and I was walking fast. And I go to this, I walk past the kiosk and these two boys, they must have been 15, were working at one. And one of the guys goes like, hey man, have you ever thought about whatever? Starts trying to pitch me on the thing. And I said, hey, I'm so sorry, bro. I'm in a time crunch. Good luck though. And I kept walking. And the other boy goes, yeah, I'm in a time crunch too. And then they started making fun of me, dude. And I'm walking away, like trying to rush. And they were laughing at me while I was walking away. But it made me so mad. Like, bro, I was nice to you and they started making fun of me and I wanted to be like, it put me in such a bad mood and I wanted to go off on these kids like, that's why you're going to freaking have fun working at a kiosk, bitch. You're going to be at this job forever, you know? But instead I ran away like a bitch and they were laughing at me in the background, which I thought was kind of funny, but it just gets, I don't know, it makes me really mad. I try to be really nice to people in that situation or people at, I try to be nice to everybody. But I really try to be nice to people when they're working because it can't be a fun job working there or at a fast food restaurant or whatever. It can't be fun, and I try to be nice. I don't want to ruin their day. This episode is brought to you by Evora. Evora, the self-expression brand. They create opportunities for self-expression through daily wearables that you customize. In their store, you get to design and create your own sterling silver ring. Book your spots online, go into the store on your booked time and date, pick your stone and metal options, and with the help of an Evora team member, create your ring. I love Evora. Their style is so sick. I love their whole vibe, everything about it. You can't find rings like this anywhere else. You got to make them yourself. It's the way to do it. Their store is in Gilbert, Arizona, right by Backyard Taco on Higley and Ray. Go today and book your spots online by going to evoracompany.com. That's evoracompany.com. And I just, I don't know, I have a really hard time with people being disrespectful. And I try to be respectful to everyone. But as soon as somebody's not, like as soon as somebody's rude back to me, then I'll just like never, I can't get myself to be nice to them again. It really is hard for me. And a huge example of that is as a kid, I don't know how many other people had this same sort of deal in their childhood or agree with me at all, but there's too many adults like teachers or church leaders. There's too many people that work with kids that are not equipped for it. And they're just not nice to kids and they're mean to them and disrespectful just because they're kids. And it's like, I don't know, adults need to learn how to be in leadership roles because there's too many people that are just shitty at it. And one time when I was in junior high, this got me in trouble, dude. This is when I realized that I wasn't good in these situations. I was in junior high and we had a substitute teacher. I remember I was in like seventh grade. We had a substitute teacher and we were all messing around in the class, just having fun and doing our thing. And I'm pretty sure I was being too disruptive. The substitute teacher got mad at me, started yelling at me, and then told me that I wasn't going to amount to anything and I was going to work at McDonald's for the rest of my life. And that pissed me off. And so I said to this teacher, those are pretty big words for somebody making $30,000 a year. And she screamed at me and I got suspended and I got in a lot of trouble. My parents got super mad at me and I shouldn't have said that. But it's like, bitch, what are you talking to me like that for? Like, how dare you? And yet, like, just I'm just messing around with my friends. You know how damaging that is to tell a kid who's 12 or 13 that, like, you're not going to amount to anything and you're going to be flipping burgers your whole life just because you didn't like me? Like, what do you, I don't know. You don't have the right to say that to me. I don't know. It's just funny. People don't know anything. But when I was a kid growing up, I went to church every Sunday. And in our church, you get separated into like different classes by the age that you are, you know? So for the boys, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. There was like, you get graduate into these different classes once you get older. I mean, obviously. So our group, our neighborhood had so many people my same age. And so our group was like a group of 20 kids that we all grew up and went through the ranks together to all these different classes because we're the same age. And all the teachers that were teaching us at this church were like, they dreaded the day that we were going to get old enough to get into their class because everyone knew we were difficult. I mean, we just all messed around all the time. There was 22 of us, I think, and we were notoriously crazy and whatever. And we had so many different church leaders, scout leaders that were just so mean to us, which I get it. We were like shitheads. But we had this one leader who is so funny. It's, I don't know. We had this one leader who was a bro. And he was really nice and he respected us and treated us like adult. Like he just talked to us like we were human beings. And so we did whatever he told us to do. You know, even if he's like, all right, settle down. He just had to say it like that and we'd listen to him. And it's like, people didn't understand. You don't have to scream at us. You just have to talk to us like people. And I don't know. It's funny to be an adult now. I'm 25. And it's funny to look at the world and be like, oh, this is what I'm on the other side of the coin. And sometimes I remember, I don't know who else does this. I do this kind of often. And in, around Christmas time, I'm starting to realize it, that I do it so much. I really randomly will be hit with this, like, I'll be hit with this thought of like, oh yeah, I'm an adult. I can kind of do whatever I want. And I keep forgetting that I'm allowed to just do whatever I want. And I get hit with that randomly. Like, I was shopping for Christmas and it's like, oh, like that would be a great gift and whatever. And it's like, oh, it's expensive though. And then I kind of, I'm like, well, who gives a shit? Like I can buy it if I want to. I'm an adult. I can freaking do whatever I want. Dude, I had pizza for breakfast this morning. You know what I mean? I can do whatever I want. I'm an adult and that's so fun, but it's just weird. I don't know. I still feel like I'm a kid. I know everybody has that and everybody's like, oh, I feel like I stopped growing up at, I wonder what age everyone feels like they are. Because I kind of feel like I'm still like 18 years old. But obviously I am married with kids and I have responsibilities and I can just do whatever I want now. But as a kid, you want to grow up so bad. You know, here's something I have to say too. When you're a kid, you want to grow up so bad, right? And everybody tells you like you're going to, whatever, enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy being a kid. You're going to hate it when you grow up or whatever they say. And then a lot of people, when I started growing up, a lot of people were like, oh, I wish I was a kid again. Like I missed that. I should have taken advantage of it while I was a kid. I don't really agree with that. Like I think being an adult is the tits. I can do whatever I want, dude, I can do whatever I want. I freaking had pizza for breakfast this morning and I'm going to stay up and play video games as late as I want. It doesn't matter. I can do anything I want. And why would I want to be a kid again, dude? You know, like being stuck at my parents' house, even though my parents are great, being stuck at my parents' house, having to like listen to them. You know what I mean? I didn't do anything crazy. So it's not like I really needed to get out of there. It's just like, I can't imagine going from this back to doing what somebody else wants me to do. It's really weird. And I think everybody needs to calm down about it. Like just enjoy being whatever age you are. Cause it's fun. There's fun things about all of it. And I don't know. This is random, but I just thought of this. I want to do this. I was watching old videos that were popping up on my memories of like Snapchat or whatever. And I want to watch a few videos or maybe just one. So let me see if we can pull this up. All right, dude, let me explain this video. For anyone who has seen it before, it's really old. I think I first saw it 5-6 years ago. It's called La Caída de Edgar, The Fall of Edgar is what it's called. It's in Spanish. I speak Spanish. You know that hablo el puto español. Dude, you think I don't speak Spanish? Who? I mean, come on. Dude, I go to Taco Bell. I say carne asada. I say it like that. And they say, oh, we're talking to a Mexican or something. It's just me, dude. I pull up. They give me a discount because I spoke real good, real well. But, dude, this video is so funny. Let me try to explain it for just the listeners, okay? How do you even explain this video? It's really old looking. It's shot on, like, it looks like it's shot on a Game Boy Advance. It's really poor quality. It's these boys in the jungles of Mexico or Guatemala, I don't remember, and they're trying to cross a river using a bridge that's made out of two, like, tree trunks or logs. As one of them goes across, the other one is going to go across, and the one who's already on the other side starts messing with the bridge and making the friend scared that he's going to fall in. So it's in Spanish. For anyone who speaks Spanish, they'll enjoy this, but I'll try to, like, talk about what's going on. But here's the video.
No, güey. No, güey. No, güey. Pinche pendejo, güey, ya. Pinche vato, güey, ya nada, güey. Pinche vato, ya, güey. Ya, güey, por favor, idiota.
Ah, te bañaste.
Pinche pendejo, idiota. Pinche pendejo, güey.
Perdón, el cantante.
Vente, güey.
No peines.
Te bañaste. Te bañaste. So basically what's happening, the kid, Edgar, the one who fell, he's on the bridge, his friend starts shaking the logs, and then he's saying like, pinche pendejo, eh, ya. Basically like, all right, leave me alone, stop, whatever, and he's saying a bunch of swear words. Dude, the funniest thing is, first off, the sound that happens when his friend's messing with the log, he falls off the log, slams onto the other log, and falls in the water. And the friend recording says, ah, te bañaste, which means, oh, you took a bath. Dude, it makes me laugh so hard. I mean, he's probably 12 years old. All those kids are probably 12. And, like, well, I don't know. That video's hilarious. I haven't seen that in a long time. And it just makes me laugh because I get that. And I don't know, dude. I miss being a kid. I know I just barely talked about how you should just deal with growing up. I miss being a kid. It's so funny to think of that kind of stuff. And I don't know. That kid probably hates his friends after that, but they probably watched this video a million times and thought it was so funny. But I have been going through some of the old videos that I have. Like I said, they keep popping up in memories, and I want to watch more in different episodes. But there's so many good ones from back in the day, man. I feel like nowadays there's not really these really good viral, there's a million viral videos. I don't know what I'm talking about, but this is a classic. It's 45 seconds long. The filming is shitty. That's how you know that a YouTube video is going to be super good, if it's like 12 years old, 45 seconds long, and the filming is trash. Like, that's the makings of a good video. I don't know. That video is hilarious. But speaking of things that are going viral or whatever, is, dude, I don't know who's seen this. And I don't know who's kept up with this, but the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man No Way Home, is coming out. And I don't know if you've seen this, anyone or Adam. The tickets for this new movie, the new Spider-Man, are going for like $20,000 on eBay, for real. And that's cool. But dude, $20,000 for like some movie at Harkins, Tom Holland better backflip out of the screen and suck my dick if I'm paying $20,000 for a ticket, dude. I mean, what do you get for, I don't know. It better be insane. It better just be like an actual, because people are saying that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland are all going to be in the movie. That's like the rumor. It better just be a sex scene between all three of them for the whole 2.5 hours. If I'm paying $20,000 for a ticket, which I'll do it for that much. Yeah. I'll take on a loan to go see that happen. That'd be great. Monumental, if I may. But that's insane. I love Spider-Man as much as the next guy. And he was my favorite superhero growing up, and I think he still is. But hey, that's just stupid. Wait a month until it's not sold out, and then you can go see it for not $20,000. How do you like that, pal? Dude, Spider-Man's sick. When I was a kid, he was my favorite. And all of the movies, because there was a million Spider-Man movies, they always came out on my birthday, which I don't know why they decided to do that, but every Spider-Man movie, like the first three of Tobey Maguire, and then actually the ones with Andrew Garfield, they all came out on July 3rd, and that's my birthday. So that was a fun little tradition I would do, is I'd go see the Spider-Man at midnight on my birthday with my friends. I did it with my family because I was young, and then with the Andrew Garfield ones, I saw it with my friends. But I like Spider-Man a lot. I still do, but one of my fondest memories of my childhood is playing the Spider-Man game on PlayStation 2. It's really good. I think there's two of them. Well, there's a lot of them, but I think the ones I played when I was a kid that are made by the same company or whatever, there's two, and they're really good. I think I played a lot of games as a kid. I watched my older brother play a lot of games when I was a kid. There's a lot that are nostalgic for me, and that one's probably the most nostalgic, and I don't know who else had that same experience. I don't remember when it came out, but that was a really good game, really fun, and I have talked about how I want to do streaming Twitch. I'm going to do it soon, and part of me wants to play those old games, bro, because I think that'd be really funny to see. I have so many good memories, and I have so much good stuff to say about these old games that I'm sure they're completely garbage now, you know, but they're like, were the best back then. I thought the graphics were amazing. Dude, I remember playing Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64 and thinking like, oh, this is just virtual reality, huh? Oh, this is exactly what the real world looks like. I thought it was amazing. And I don't know who's played Nintendo 64 lately, but it just is garbage. It looks just terrible, you know? They have pointy noses and they like don't have any, their hands or their fists are just like a big old, like, it's just a spiky ball. Like you can't, it's so bad. And I don't know how we used to think they were so good. Obviously that's all we had. But now it's like, dude, freaking VR headsets. And have you seen, if anyone's seen Ready Player One, I thought the movie wasn't that good. But the whole thing in it is he's in this little virtual reality game world or whatever, which is happening now, by the way, which is freaking weird. But he has this, there's this one part where he's wearing the headset and he's wearing a vest and all this stuff. And he's hooked into this treadmill looking thing that goes all different directions. I don't know who's seen that. It's really cool. But they make that for real. It's a real thing and you can play games like that. And that's so cool. One of my buddies, when he got married a long time, 5 years ago or whatever, for his bachelor party, we went to this place in Arizona that I don't remember what it's called. It used to be an Octane Raceway, which I guess is F1 race. I don't even know what it's called. Maybe it's still called Octane. Who freaking cares? It doesn't matter. But there was this virtual reality arena built into it. You go into this big open room and you put the headset on and the vest and you have a gun and all these things. I think there could be eight of you at a time. And you're in the game. And when you put the headset on, you can see your friends in the game. But you're in this big open room that the game has boundaries on it, you know, and those boundaries are just like the actual walls. So you can run around in real life and be in this game shooting the zombies or whatever, but you're like, it's crazy. It was so cool. Like you're in there doing zombies and there's parts where you go up a staircase or you go up an elevator or whatever, but because of the way it is, I don't know, it's so weird. You're up on the second level in an elevator in the game. And you'd be looking down and seeing your friend on the first level, but really you're just 2 feet away from him in real life, but you can't. It's so weird. It was such a cool experience. That was a long time ago I did that. And I'd want to do that again. It's really exciting to think about how video games and all that sort of stuff is getting really advanced. I don't know who's done those virtual reality headsets. They have crazy ones. You can go on like a roller coaster and all this stuff, and it's really cool. I should get one of those and play games with that because those are really fun. But I imagine I don't know. I didn't think that kind of stuff was possible when I was a kid. You know, I talked about the movie Blank Check, I mean, probably in episode one. And in that, he has like a virtual reality headset thing and he plays a game. And I remember thinking, oh, that'd be so cool. And it wasn't really anything back then, but now it's just crazy. I don't know. That's the life. It's weird how we live in the future. Sometimes I forget about that, and then I see stuff like Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse happening, and it's so weird how I don't know. It's so weird how that's real, but yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. And either way, I want to play Spider-Man. I love that. I can't believe those that tickets are going for $20,000 or more. That's so insane. I have a problem with that. I don't even know what it's called. The fact that people are buying the tickets and hoarding them and selling them for more is so annoying. And it's been happening really for the past few years with like everything. I mean, the new Xbox and the new PlayStation came out a few years ago and people still can't get them because everyone's buying them and they're scalping them and then selling them for way more than they're worth. It's so annoying. And now movie tickets, it's freaking dumb. I can't believe it. We can't get anything anymore. Like, I don't know. It's stupid, but who cares? Whatever. But now I want to do one of my favorite parts of the podcast, which is where I read a story sent in from somebody. I've been doing a lot of bathroom stories and, you know, I want to maybe do, we'll see if I want to do this. I want to try and maybe do like themed episodes because I get so many people sending in their stories and funny things. And last time I talked about dating advice or dating weird stuff. So I want to do that this time. I got a story from one of my friends who he sent me, he told me like, dude, if you want dating stories and sex stories, then I'm going to send them in. So he sent in a story I haven't read yet. I'm excited to read it. I skimmed through it to see if I should read it. And that reminds me, let me just say this on here. If you're not following me on Instagram, I do a lot of engagement stuff on there, fan engagement or whatever the word is, about the podcast on my personal Instagram, Jordan R. Quent, or the podcast Instagram at Quintessential Pod. I also have an email address for the podcast. Some people like to email in stories and stuff instead of doing it through DM. You can send me an email at quintessentialpod@gmail.com. So send in your stuff there. I've already had a few things be sent in. And I'll be checking and trying to figure out which things I want to read on the podcast. Maybe have them, I'll send them to somebody so they can vet it so I can read it for the first time on here. But my friend told me he has a funny story and he sent it to me, so I'm excited to read it. He told me he didn't want it to be anonymous, but I am going to do it anonymously because I think he's going to want me to do it that way, even though he didn't think he does. Anyway, doesn't matter. He said, I'm just going to read it now. He said, so a couple months after I got back from my mission, I had moved to Utah. I matched with a girl on Tinder and we went out that night. And he says in parentheses, I thought I was going to get my kidneys stolen, but that's a different story. Oh, I wonder what that story is all about. He said, date went amazing. I really, really liked her. She suggested somewhere to drive to have some easy privacy and I happily obliged. I hadn't gotten much action since being back, so I was down pretty bad. Having been a somewhat good Mormon up until after my mission, I was a bit unprepared for how quickly everything moved between us that night, but it seemed like she enjoyed what I was doing, so I didn't think much about my lack of experience or the fact that my hand was wet, rather wet at times. Hey man, reading 50 Shades of Grey? Don't want to hear the word rather at all when you're talking about the wetness. Not interested. But I'll keep going. He said, rather wet at times. Cool. Especially since it was dark. Oh. Fast forward to after. I take her home, kiss goodnight. And where she lived, there weren't any streetlights really, so I couldn't quite see why my hand felt kind of stiff after all of it. Dude. Okay. He says, bear in mind before this part, I touch my face a lot. I scratch my beard, rub my nose, pick at my teeth like Jordan does with his fingernails. Dude, by the way, that's a dark horse there. People need to start doing the fingernail picking thing. He said, so I'm driving home. It's 4 a.m. My hand feels weird, but I'm tired, so I'm doing my usual hand-to-face gestures. Passing the first few streetlights, I notice my hand is discolored. Bro! All right, I know where this is going. I turn on my overhead light, and my hand is completely reddish-brown all the way down to the wrist, covered in period blood. Dog! No! I hate this. I don't want to read this anymore. He said, I realize what it is, and the fact that I've been rubbing my face and nearly vomit in my car as the smell starts to make sense. Dog, how did you not know right away? I call up the girl, fucking pissed that she didn't mention it was that time of the month, and all she said was she thought I noticed. He said, anyway, I ended up laughing on the phone with her and continued to have some of my most memorable and fun dates with her ever after that. And it made me get over just about any disgust I had in that realm of things, which has worked out in my favor later in relationships, being down to clown no matter what time of the month, bro. That's disgusting as shit. And listen, I understand that that's natural. And that's like not such a crazy thing, but it is disgusting to me personally. Like, bro, I'm so weird about smells and stuff that like I feel like you should have noticed right away. But good for you. You're just balling. And good for her for like not saying anything, because I feel like I would have said something if I were her, or I would have asked about it if I were you. Anyway, that's disgusting. I liked that though. And the fact that it's this guy makes it so much funnier to me, and I'm not going to tell. But he said it was cool with it. He's going to send me some more stuff. I really liked that. It's so funny. I don't know. I had no idea. Because how would I know? But I love that. I want people to send in more of their stuff. I have more stories I want to read. For now, I'm going to call it an episode. I have to go to the bathroom so bad. But follow me on Instagram if you're not already, Jordan R. Quent, or at Quintessential Pod. Send in your stories. I want to talk about them. And I do a lot of polls and question things like I talk about on here on the Instagram. Send to your friend if you guys like the episode or the podcast. Make sure to subscribe on streaming services so you get notified of the newest episode. And I think that's it, gosh dang it. Have a safe one, I guess. And see you next time, huh? See you later.